Proclamation number 8388 of 20th of January, 1963. Miseducated truth calls for new revelations. Throughout long periods of time, the truth has never been able to remain pure, for it has always been distorted by people due to the influence of my adversary who, in the light of truth, was brightly recognized in his nature, which is devoid of all love, and who therefore only knew one endeavor, to obscure the light of truth, which he also succeeded in doing time and again because people still largely adhered to him and allowed themselves to be influenced by him. They made changes to my word, which I turned to people time and again in all purity. And they were able to do so because I did not prevent them due to their freedom of will, for free will can also desire and receive the pure truth again. Hence the human being himself is responsible for the spiritual knowledge he possesses. He himself determines through his will what he accepts, whether he lets me myself or my adversary have his say. But time and again he is also informed of me and my adversary, even if this is only in the form of thoughts which circle around him like waves from both realms, from the realm of light and also of darkness, and which again require his will to pick them up and move them within himself. He can attain right thinking if only he wants to, but he is not forced to do so. Therefore, as long as people live on earth for the purpose of maturing their souls, the world of light and the dark world will struggle for the will of these souls. As long as the world of light will convey true and clear thoughts to people, just as the dark forces will endeavor to confuse people's thinking and to enforce the pure truth with error. And this also explains why I reveal myself to people time and again, why I use every opportunity to guide the pure truth to earth, because every person shall have the opportunity to receive truthful spiritual knowledge who desires such. And this will also be an explanation to you for people's confused thinking in the lost time which precedes the end. If people adhered to the pure truth, if they accepted my word conveyed to them from above without any contradiction, if they seriously thought about it and only wanted to make the right judgment, then they would also recognize the value of my word and most certainly fulfill their earthly task of shaping themselves into love. For then they would also know how significant my divine commandments of love are and that eternal life in beatitude is solely dependent on their fulfillment. Yet only a few have this serious will to be instructed in truth, and therefore it is very easy for my adversary to assert the pure truth with his error, because those people accept everything that comes forth from him but always reject it when my pure word is offered to them. For humanity is more than ever its share, because its own will determines to which lord it surrenders. Nevertheless, I will not cease to repeatedly convey my word to earth, for my word is the light which shines into the darkness and which is to be accepted in order to emerge from the darkness of night into the light of day. And where there is light, the adversary will be recognized as an enemy, and he will have lost power because he will be blinded by the light which originates from me myself. You humans cannot measure what you possess in the word which I convey to you from above. You are in direct contact with me, who myself is the word from eternity. I myself descend to you in the word and give you proof of my presence. I myself enlighten you and guide you into truth. You no longer need to fear darkness as soon as I myself have been able to kindle a light in you. For my adversary will no longer be able to extinguish this light forever. And you can precede your fellow human beings as bearers of light, and anyone who follows you will likewise be directly addressed by me and, with enlightened thinking, will also be able to recognize error and turn away from it. For my word is full of strength, It strengthens you in the battle against my adversary, and with the light of truth you will also overcome him when he fights against you. For I myself stand next to you and he will flee me because he shuns the divine light of love. Amen.